Good morning. We have another tough test in Minnesota this week. It's their home opener, playing in the Dome, which is a tough place to play. Offensively, they present a number of challenges. Obviously, the MVP, Adrian Peterson, and an offensive line that's outstanding in blocking for him, a mobile quarterback in Ponder, and an explosive group of wide receivers and tight ends. Defensively, it's another good group up front that we're seeing. Their defensive line is outstanding, and Allen and Robeson on the edges give us another challenge this week as far as that goes. They're an experienced and active group of linebackers, and in the secondary, Harrison Smith leads a solid secondary. Special teams-wise, Blair Walsh is an all-pro kicker, and Cordell Patterson is one of the top returners in the league up to through this game. As I've mentioned before, or as you have found out, Brandon Whedon will be out this week. Early indications are that it is not a long-term issue. Everything has been positive up to this point. He'll follow up with a hand specialist tomorrow, and then, you know, we'll see, get a better indication later on this week of where he is going forward, his status going forward. As you know, I've named Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback for this game this week. I mentioned before, I have the utmost confidence in all three of our guys, and each one brings a little bit different, something different to the table. I feel like based on our current situation where we're at offensively, as well as getting into the game planning for Minnesota, that Brian's strengths are the best fit for this week and that he gives us our best chance to win. Open up for questions. Yeah, you know, I think that from a, like I said, from a game plan standpoint, I don't want to get into too much detail of that, but and where we're at offensively right now, the things that he does well fits what we need.
Did Brian get any reps with the first teamers through camp at all?
Did Brian?
Yeah.
He did. We rolled those guys a lot in 7-on-7 situations and other situations where he got a lot of work with the group of receivers he's going to be with and throughout the course of training camp.
Since you got here, we've always heard next man up. Well, this is next man up. Does that send a bad message, do you think, in your locker room?
No, I don't think so. Again, I think it's more of the fit of what we need for this particular week. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of separation between all three of those guys. As I've mentioned before, I have a lot of confidence in all of them. You know, what I want to do is give us the best chance to win and put the guy out there and put the guys out there that give us the best chance to win for this week.
It's no secret that the front office has liked Brian Hoyer for a long time. Was this your decision solely?
Absolutely my decision.
How did Campbell take the news?
Like you would expect, he's a real pro. He's a team player, and he said he'll be ready if we need him.
How much did Hoyer's mobility play into the struggles you guys had in blocking the punt?
Well, and Brian does a number of things well. Certainly, playing in Chicago, you know, he gave us a spark there. And, you know, that's what we're looking for is a spark.
Will you add some things to the package then that are specific to what you just said regarding his capabilities?
Yeah, and it'll tie into what we need to do for Minnesota as well.
Back to Whedon for a second. Is there any chance for surgery for him? I know you said he's going to see the specialist tomorrow, but is that still a possibility?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see tomorrow with the specialist what he says. But everything's been good. He's been making progress and improving in the last few days.
With a guy like Brian, who's only got the one NFL start, how much of it is that you or the organization want to see what he can do as a starter?
For me, it's about who gives us the best chance to win this week.
And how does his arm fit in, you know, Norv's downfield attack? It doesn't seem like he's got as strong as one as Brandon.
No, but he can make every throw that you need, and there's no limitations from that standpoint.
Chuck, going back to the fourth preseason game in Chicago, was it a surprise when Campbell didn't play to you, or did you anticipate that happening?
He got sick. It was he had like a flu, so it was a surprise.
Did that contribute at all to this?
No, not at all.
How much of a learning curve is there because Brian didn't get a lot of time with the ones? Didn't get it until May. Didn't get a lot of time with the ones. how big of a jump is he going to have to take this week?
Well, we'll get him up to speed, and that's what we need to do, you know, to win. So Brian's a smart guy. He's efficient. He can operate, and he has a way of making plays.
If Brandon does come back and play, does this change the status of who the number two guy is long term?
You know, that we'll get to. We'll evaluate where Brandon's at and everything else week to week.
But if Brandon is healthy, is he still a starter from there?
Again, I'm going to leave all the options open. I think really it's a matter of where he's at from a health standpoint and all that plays into it and where we're at and how guys are playing as well.
Now, is it important to you to avoid a week-by-week quarterback issue?
You'd like to. You know, the bottom line is we want to play the guy who's going to give us the best chance to win.
Do you have any reason to believe that some things that Brian does well might
Well, I'm hoping that we were improving in all areas around Brian, you know, whether it's offensive line. Obviously, having Josh back is good, and we hope it will help. And, you know, that we'll continue to improve in what we're doing and you know, tailor it to Minnesota as well.
Personnel changes up front?
No, not right now. I'll give you an update on the other guys. Ruben is going to go out, so he'll get some work today in practice. Sean LeBeau is getting close, and we'll just see. He's going to run again today, and we'll see where he's at during the next couple days from a practice standpoint.
Are you ruling Groves out?
I'm sorry? Groves is out. Groves will be out.
Where's Leon McFadden right now on the learning curve?
Where is this?
We talked to you about him at the end of the preseason. He kind of struggled in those two games. Where are you seeing him right now in his development process?
He's still playing catch-up, and not just from a mental standpoint, from a technique standpoint, but he's made strides, and, you know, hopefully he'll continue to do that.
Has Hoyer been able to grow in terms of being good enough to start for you in this game, yet he was undrafted at one point and, you know, had to has he grown a lot in the course of his career, I guess is what I'm asking.
I know that he's grown a lot since he's been here. Obviously, he's had some time to be around some pretty good players and pretty good quarterbacks. He's been around. He's seen a number of things. And those experiences all tend to help a guy. But since he's been here, he's made tremendous improvement, as they all have. And, you know, that's why I'm confident in all three of them.
Hey, Chuck, Ray Horton saw Hoyer last year for at least 2 weeks. Did he contribute at all to the discussion about Hoyer, either when you acquired him or even this week?
Not really. You know, although when we acquired him, Ray knew of him and knew from a character standpoint and all those things and had positive things to say about him.
How much do you think just having switch quarterbacks this early in the year can shake up the team, whether, you know, the locker room or the offense?
Well, we're 0-2 right now, so we're looking to shake things up so we start winning games, and hopefully this will give us the spark that we need.
Is Brian Hoyer somebody that you looked at ever, you know,
not a lot. I hadn't seen him a lot.
Coach, it sounds like you wouldn't go all the way and say Brandon's definitely the starter when he gets back. Is it fair to say it's Hoyer's job to lose at this point if he runs with it?
I don't really see it as that. We'll see how things are going, how Brandon's doing from a health standpoint, evaluate it on a weekly basis, and, again, put the guy out who's going to give us the best chance to win, whoever that is.
Problems the first two games, how much of that was on
the... You know, I think everybody played a part. I mean, and whether it's protection or making the connections or the reads or all those things, I think, you know, everybody feels like, I know, in that locker room that they can play better, and that's what we need.
Coach, what is Trent Richardson at? Should the coaching staff to stay on the field all three down?
Well, like most NFL teams, we roll our backs and use them in different situations and have different packages for them. So it's not a matter of what Trent has to show. It's also a matter of what Obi does well and gives us in those situations.
Coach,
When you look at Peterson not having crazy weeks one and weeks two, does that worry you that he's due for one, and he talked about having to do some soul searching after last week?
Yeah, I would be concerned about him whether he had big weeks, week one or two or not. He's you can't say enough about him. What a great player he is, and what he's been able to do in this league is incredible.
In 07, you presided over an abrupt quarterback change, and circumstances were different. But the result of that change, does that give you more hope, or did that contribute to your decision to make such a change so quickly?
I don't think it contributed. I think it's just evidence that a change can be good, and just remains to be seen. How Brian plays, I'm expecting him to play well. And, I think that, again, everything that I do and all decisions I make always revolve around us and giving us the best chance to win.
We have time for one more question. Can you say, Greg Little, does he start this week as still a starting wide receiver on this team?
Our starters at receiver will be Josh Gordon and Devon Bess.